Can you spot the discrimination in Carla's ER visit? The act of discrimination here is not easy to spot because it was an act not of hurting, but of helping, triggered when the doctor registered Yale professor. Those two words transformed the bloody-handed woman into a fellow member of the Yale in-group, someone who suddenly qualified for elite care. Perhaps the future of Carla's hand never would have been in any doubt had Carla been Carl, who arrived at the hospital in a rumpled tweed jacket with a pipe sticking out of his pocket. No student volunteer would have been needed to trigger the in-group identification in that case.